Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A little stimulus for the housing market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Mortgage applications surged last week to their highest since mid-May, thanks to low interest rates. The Mortgage Bankers Association says 30-year fixed rates were below 5% for a third straight week. And that, of course, puts more homes within reach of a buyer. The world's largest hospital company is in another legal pickle. The Washington Post reports the Securities and Exchange Commission is asking whether HCA improperly accounted for tens of thousands of nursing shifts. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has that.
The focus of the SEC's investigation is on HCA's subsidiary in England. A former payroll administrator is accusing the company of falsely applying for nearly $4 million worth of nursing work that was never performed at six UK hospitals. The company says the allegations are unfounded and is cooperating with the SEC. Back in 2003, HCA paid $1.7 billion to the U.S. government to settle fraudulent insurance claims. It was the largest penalty ever imposed on a healthcare company. The new investigation in London appears to be unrelated to the previous case. The SEC won't comment on its inquiries or on what penalties HCA might face if the company is found guilty. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Earnings season is cranking up again. This morning, Costco Wholesale said fourth quarter profits fell 6% from last year. That beat expectations. And Burger King is going for a new look. This morning, the company will unveil new red flame chandeliers and corrugated metal and brick walls. More sit-down than drive-through. Executives say this will cost $300,000 to $600,000 per restaurant. European markets are off by 0.5% this morning, but Asian markets jumped 1% to 2% earlier today. On Wall Street yesterday, investors were getting out of the dollar and into, among other things, stocks. The Dow rose 131 points and closed at 9,731. Gold hit a record overnight above $1,048 an ounce. The Global Climate Conference in Copenhagen is in December, and there is a growing chance the world will not agree on a new climate treaty. But some American energy firms aren't waiting to find out. They're cooperating with the Chinese to cut carbon emissions. Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Albert Lin is with Future Fuels, a U.S. company that develops clean coal projects. The firm has just done a deal with China's largest utility, Huanong Power. Lin says Huanong is the world's biggest polluter, but it's also invested a lot of money lately in burning coal more efficiently and emitting less carbon.
And that's what started our relationship with them, in borrowing some of their advances in technologies, but also giving them some of our expertise in cleanup and handling of CO2 and other aspects.
Lin says some of Huanong's technology will also help Future Fuels with a power plant it's building in Pennsylvania. The aim is to burn coal more efficiently and stash half its carbon output underground when it starts up in 2012. Some experts say it's unclear how safe or realistic it is to bury emissions, but others say we've got to try. Coal is still a major source of power generation. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
This coming spring, the Census Bureau is going to try to survey every household in America. The trick is getting people to answer the questions. Latinos, for example, tend not to participate. Reporter Elizabeth Threlkeld tells us the Census Bureau is trying to reach Latinos in an unconventional way.
Fans of Telemundo's most popular Spanish soap opera, Más Sabe el Diablo, are used to intrigue, deception, and passion.
Voy hablando de lo decepcionado que estaba de mí.
But tonight's show sets a different tone. The Census Bureau and Telemundo are teaming up. Telemundo is having actress Michelle Vargas land a job as a census worker on the telenovela. Over the next few months, she'll go door-to-door on the show, teaching characters how to fill out census forms and answering their questions.
It's a wonderful way to get the message out because it's entertaining.
That's U.S. Census Director Bob Groves.
People associate with the characters in the telenovela, and the information being delivered is delivered in a way that many people find attractive and credible.
The latest census survey counted nearly 47 million Hispanics in the U.S., but Latino groups say the real number is much higher. Since census figures are used to channel hundreds of billions in government funding to schools, healthcare providers, and community programs, the Latino community often misses out. Vargas says one reason is some Latinos think answering census questions will reveal their illegal status.
They think that the government gonna show them who's have papers or not have papers. So I'm gonna show that it's easy, confidential, and very important.
And census data helps decide which households get Nielsen boxes to monitor TV ratings, says Telemundo president Don Brown.
It's a tremendous business issue, because if you're growing in Los Angeles and Hispanics are growing in Los Angeles, there'll be more meters in Hispanic neighborhoods. There'll be higher ratings in Hispanic television.
Higher ratings mean more ad revenue for Telemundo, and that will catch the attention of people in the business community.
They're going to say, wow, look at this. There's almost $1 trillion of purchasing power. It's going to be a real sea change in terms of the way Hispanics or Latinos are perceived as economic powerhouses.
That's a new plot twist. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Threlkeld for Marketplace.
And finally, have you seen the new ad for Wonderful Pistachios? It features Levi Johnston, the guy who got Sarah Palin's daughter pregnant and didn't marry her. A swarm of paparazzi are shouting at him, "How's the baby?" Then, with a big bodyguard protecting him, Johnston eats a pistachio.
Now Levi Johnston does it with protection. Wonderful Pistachios.
Does the snack taste good? Is the ad campaign in good taste? That'd be up to you. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a good Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.